My name is Jennifer Hoponokme, E82571, and this is my poem, The Number. Our names are powerful beyond measure, a part of us that we continue to treasure. Inuit names foster respect and closeness. We Inuit have always known this. Named after our ancestors and elders, our names were not based on genders. To ensure a long and healthy lifestyle, this custom has been around for a while. A custom passed down from generation to generation to ensure a strong foundation. By cherishing our loved ones' legacy, their spirit was passed down to become our identity. This tradition was the Inuit way. We never imagined it would be taken away. In 1941, our names were replaced, while our faces displaced. Not by different names, but by a number, Eskimo identification tags. Good intentions, they say? I say name exemptions on display. We also experienced dog slaughters, residential schools, and our children put out as offers. The 60s school. Our sons and our daughters put in homes that were seen as better. Imagine how much this upset her. First her name taken, and now her children. How is this humane, we exclaim, to a government who chooses to blame. We coped and we hoped, but yet still saw our rights revoked. We never fought, we only sought for justice that was never brought. Instead of a face to a name, we now had a number that we became. Inuit names, but never numbers, fostered respect and closeness. We Inuit have always known this.